The senators have been saying all week and even before the bill was drafted that it is a compromise between Democrats and Republicans and various people with an interest in border security and immigration reform. Senator John McCain explains why the 8 senators approached the bill that way.
We don't feel that there's a way to approach this in a piecemeal fashion. It offers a path to citizenship to people who didn't come here legally, but they are here.
The plan is dependent on border security. One of the questions about that requirement is how will federal officials know when the border is secure? McCain says it requires surveillance on 100% of the border. It also requires that 90% of the border be under effective operational control. He says if that isn't achieved after 5 years,
then a commission would be there to that would be 2 individuals appointed by the president, officials from each side of the states along the southern border. And they would have to submit a report that contains specific recommendations on what's necessary to achieve a 90% effectiveness. And that would entail another $2 billion.
McCain says 40% of the people in the country illegally didn't cross a border that way. They came legally with limited permits and overstayed. That's why he wants to focus on employee verification systems. Senator Jeff Flake says the bill also encourages changes to the qualification requirements for those coming to the U.S. because they have family members in the country.
We have changed somewhat the legal immigration structure. No longer will extended family, just the nuclear family, will be included. So we're getting rid of some of the chain migration that has troubled a lot of people, and we've allocated those visas that would have gone there to skill and education-based visas.
Flake also explains some of the Arizona-specific components of the bill, including a commuter program for agricultural workers to cross the border every day for their job and then return to Mexico at night.
We did manage to get a commuter program in. It extends to 50 miles. We would have liked to have gone to 100 miles, but it'll be 50 miles from the closest point on the border, not the border entry point. And so we feel that it will certainly for Yuma take care of the needs there.
McCain adds that farm workers will be able to qualify for that program even if they change employers. This immigration bill was drafted after the November 2012 election, in which there was much talk of appealing to Latino and Hispanic voters. Asked whether the senators thought this would help the Republican Party, McCain says,
if we pass this bill, I don't think it gains a single Hispanic vote immediately. What it does, though, it puts us on a level playing field to compete for those votes. So I don't know, frankly, what happens if it fails, because I'm not planning on it failing.
Committee hearings on the bill are scheduled to begin tomorrow. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.